Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Westfield High School, home of the Shamrocks, the Lady Rocks. Going to welcome the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies for an afternoon ball game. I'll mention the JV contest was abbreviated. It was a half a game. They played just one half a game. It was a 12-6 contest after two quarters. Westfield was in the lead. And we welcome you to today's education-based school varsity girls basketball game. As mentioned, today it's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. We'll mention a year ago they played at Hamilton Heights. That's in a Shamrocks captured the win. It was 35-28. We're looking for maybe a closer game here today. See who comes out the victor. We'll also mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. Say SO, that's Robbie Kendall. I need internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com. What the girls are on the floor, they're taking shots at their leisure. Huskies are shooting from the corner. Westfield Shamrocks doing the same. Westfield Shamrocks have their overshirts on. They're going to wear the white uniforms. Lady Huskies going to, some of them got their striped pants on. That's orange and white. Vertical striped pants like you see on an IU basketball player. But Scotty May, Kent Benson, Bobby Wilkerson, Quinn Buckner. Okay, well, back in the day, they won all 32 games. In 1976, the only team to ever win the whole season. Kentucky saying, quote, I'm glad they didn't win the finals. So we'll mention a little bit about the Lady Huskies. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, we'll mention back home. They have a gym capacity, 3,028. Have an enrollment of 731, and we'll mention their class 3A, sectional 24. In that sectional, there are 17. Right there, it's going to happen at Yorktown High School. Got up this morning, watched Channel 59 News. They said Yorktown got the most snow last night, about 3 inches of snow. We'll mention right here back home, Hamilton County. They said we'd get half an inch, maybe an inch. It's closer to an inch and a half or 2 inches. Actual dose of snow. I'd be happy if no other snow showed up. We're making in the sectional at Yorktown. Be like this. Currently, here are the records. 13-2, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And 7, Delta Lady Eagles. 13-2, Jay County Lady Patriots. And 4, Frankston Lady Eagles. 8-6, Yorktown Lady Tigers. 2-13, that's the Newcastle Lady Trojans. And 2-13, that's the Centerville Lady Bulldogs. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. Athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Athletic secretary, that's the athletic department manager. That's Lee Ann Moffitt. Also mentioned Hamilton Heights High School, located at 25802 Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana. 6030. And dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhchuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Here, there are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. The current standings, like this, according to school, at number 1 presently, Western Lady Panthers, they have 2 wins, have 0 losses. At number 2 is Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they have 1 win, 0 losses, followed up by Northwestern Tigers, the Lady Tigers, and the Tipton Lady Devils. The West Division of the Hoosier Conference, they stack up like this. Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers. Benton Central, the Bison. And Lake Lady Indians, number 4, it's Central Catholic Lady Knights. Number 5, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. Those are according to play in the Hoosier Conference do not pertain to the overall record. Will also mentioned we are thankful, more than thankful, John Harrell on Harrell.net. Wow, what a website. That's John, JohnArrell.net. Check it out. I get a lot of my information right there. In Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies are currently in wins, two losses season. They're 1-0 in the East Division. Hamilton Heights Huskies in 17 games, they average, this is 17-game average, 55 points, 55.3 per game. Give up an average of 3.8. This is the head coach. Looking in year number 8, Hamilton Heights, that's Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, what a wonderful gentleman. Take some time before the game, let me know some starters. We'll mention Cherry, 134 wins, 6 losses. Mention year number 8 at Hamilton Heights, 75% wins for Coach Keegan Cherry. Game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies to happen Tuesday. Tuesday, the 9th of January, coming right up. 6 o'clock, JV, 7:30 varsity. Western Lady Panthers ball game in the East Division. Be at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. I mentioned right now, we'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference girls basketball happening this week of 2024. Tuesday, the 2nd, 4 games, it was Frankfort. Lady Eagles, they were at West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. Red Devils got the win, 68-1. We'll mention Frontier Lady Falcons. They visited the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. The Indians got a decisive win over the Falcons. Third game this week on the day of January, it was Tipton Lady Devils traveled to Mississinewa Lady Indians. The Indians got the win. Fourth game, it was University Lady Trailblazers, a Hamilton County team right there off 116th Street, west of here. And then they traveled, battle with the Western Lady Panthers. It's a good ball game. Western Lady Panthers got the win, 60-43. And on Wednesday, January 3rd, just one game, Madison Grant Lady Argyles went to Tipton, battle with the Lady Devils. Madison Grant got the win, 47-31. Thursday, January 4th, games on the agenda this week. Benton Central Bison, they traveled to McCutcheon, battled with the Lady Mavericks. It was a barn burner. McCutcheon eked out the win, 37-36. Second game on fourth, listed here, these are according to the Hoosier Conference, where they match up, that's the relative. The reason we're reading these games, we'll mention Central Catholic Knights, traveled to Twin Lakes, battle with the Lady Indians. Central Catholic got the win, 49-40. In the third game on the fourth, it was North White. The Vikings, they traveled to Rensselaer Central, did battle with the Lady Bombers. The Bombers got the win. And on Friday, that was yesterday, just one game happening yesterday. They got the spotlight prime time. That one game was Northwestern Lady Tigers. They traveled to the Eastbrook Lady Panthers. The Panthers got the win. We'll talk about today's ball games. Today's ball games happening. Your conference related. Late January 6th, there are 8 games scheduled. Mention the first game, a 6 o'clock start this evening. Franklin Central, we'll mention Coach Bob Level. Level coach at Franklin Central. He still lives in that vicinity. You can capture him on Friday night, Saturday night, right there at the sports show. Bob Level's the host. Tune in about 9:30. He'll be there till midnight. Talk about basketball and in the IHSAA. He'll have a lot of interviews. You'll enjoy the show. So Franklin Central, basketball at Roncalli. Lady Royals. Cali, you know, they changed their nickname. They changed their mascot. They are the Royals now, no longer the Rebels. This is Franklin Central, 7-7. Roncalli, 10-6. So happening right here at Westfield High School, Houston Heights and Westfield get ready to tip off. At minute 4:50 or 4:49 left on the pregame clock. Third game is Hamilton Southeastern, a 2:30 start at Carroll High School. So they travel about 80 miles. They go up to Fort Wayne to do battle with the Carroll basketball team. We'll mention Noblesville Lady Millers, a 1:30 start scheduled today at Indianapolis Cathedral. 7:30 start tonight, North Central. Central will be at the Fishers Tigers. Fishers Tigers, they're rated right there in all classes. We'll talk about that maybe at halftime. Zionsville, the Lady Eagles are at Pike, the Lady Red Devils, 2:30 start today. 10 o'clock start gets over, I'm sure, this morning. Bill High School putting up their gym for some basketball, girls basketball. Avon Lady Royals sitting Cascade. To death, I should say they are versus Cascade because the game's at Danville. And a 2 o'clock start there at Danville. Brownsburg Lady Bulldogs versus High West Lady Bruins. We'll talk a little bit about the Westfield Shamrocks, Westfield Lady Shamrocks. School was founded in 1904. Mentioned my mom, 61 graduate here at Westfield High School. We'll mention their school enrollment is 2,627. I will mention my mom just lives across town. So Jim, my mom, Aunt Judy. Good. We'll also mention Phil Shamrock, their class 4A sectional, number 8. In their sectional, I should mention, it's going to take place at Hamilton Southeastern School. They have 6 a sectional. Like this, 15-1, Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals. 14-3, Zionsville Lady Eagles. 7-5, Fishers Lady Tigers. They played at Illinois the 4th of January. They got a 300-mile travel rule in high school sports. When travel 300 miles from the border state of Indiana, not from the school. I learned that last summer. I should say last spring. Coach Bordenay. He knows. We'll also mention 12-5, the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. 9-7, the Noblesville Lady Millers. They handed the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies their first loss of the season. They've lost 2. We'll mention it. At 7-9, the Carmel Lady Greyhounds. The principal at Westfield High School is Alicia Denniston. Athletic director is Andy Sebi. And most thankful for Chris Rogers. But us, we appreciate that and put me in sports. And we'll also mention Westfield High School is located at 18250 Union Street, Westfield, Indiana, 46074. You can dial him by telephone at 317-67-6800. Web, it's westfieldathletics.com. They were the colors green, white, and gold. Perform in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Teams in the Hoosier Crossroads, standings are like this. Vanilla at number 1, Hamilton Southeastern, the Royals. At number 2, 3-1, Zionsville Lady Eagles. 3-2, number 3, Westfield Lady Shamrock. 3-2, number 4, Noblesville Lady Millers. 2-2, number 5, Fishers Lady Tigers. And 3, number 6, Glen Central, the Lady Flashes. We'll mention that number 7 is 1-4, Avon Lady Orioles, and at number 8 is 0-4, the Brownsburg Lady Bulldogs. Phil Shamrock, currently 12 wins, 5 losses, season to 3-2, Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Head coach spoke to her briefly before the game, Steele, 24 wins, 16 losses, working in year number 2 at Westfield High School. That's a 60% win percentage. Also good. We'll mention Coach Cherry, 70%. But we'll mention next game on the agenda, Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Friday, coming up this Friday, the 12th of January, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. City start is the way I understand it. Conference play, it'll be Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals right here. Westfield Lady Shamrocks. And I believe that's the boy-girl doubleheader, 7:30 for the varsity boys. And we'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. You might check me on that boy-girl doubleheader, but I believe the girls' game's going to start at 6 right here at Shamrock Country. So they got a public address. They got a good sound system. I hear at Westfield. Sounds like you're at Gainbridge, but it's good. It's well done, and we're going to stand for the national anthem. Sound. National anthem, that was Memorex, but everybody in the whole house, in and out of kitchen. Absolutely. We'll mention starting lineups for today's ball game. First, for the Lady Huskies, start like this. Wearing number 2, the 6th senior. 9.2 points per game average, that's Ella Hitchcock. Wearing number 3, the 6th junior. 8.1 per game average, that's Katie Brown. Wearing number 10, Kent Senior, 5.8 points per game average. Run runner. Wearing number 23, 5'7" and Senior, 2.7 per game average. Participate right here in the rebound department. We'll mention that is Cassidy Schenkel. We'll also mention that number 24, 5'9" and Senior, 5.9 per game average. That's Hadley Cherry. Coach of the Lady Huskies, it's Keegan Cherry. Now starting for the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Shamrocks will start like this. Wearing number 10, put 10 in senior. 10 points per game average. Please, for her. So starting, number 20, 5'9" junior. 5.7 points per game average. Aubrey Crockett. Wearing number 23. The senior, Sarah Loveless, she's averaging 2.9 per game. I have permission to call her Kiki. Kiki Loveless, good game. Wearing number 24, 5'6" senior, 9.6 points per game average, Reagan Lorenzen. And wearing number 32, 5'8" junior, 8.2 points per game average, Lindsay Van Dyke. The head coach of the Westfield Lady Shamrocks is Kelsey Steele. I knew a Steele on mission back in my days when I went to Hamilton Heights. The school over here at Westfield was, I think it was maybe Mike Steele. Mike Steele, his dad ran the shop at town. I mentioned he had an office. The public accountant, he let me do work for him. I appreciate that. But I'll mention him. It's Mike Steele, tremendous wrestler, Westfield High School. I wouldn't want to be on the mat with Mike Steele. So they're introducing the lineup for the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Lady Shamrocks is ready to play basketball. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are now on the floor. They're going to jump it up here momentarily. The Shamrock's going to have a quick huddle right there. Might be saying a prayer, might be. Nothing wrong with that. Lady Huskies going to in a circle in a rectangular runner, dribble the basketball. She'll take a look at it, didn't have a bone, packed it back. Female official, I saw her walk in. I held the door for her, absolutely. She was rolling in for basketball with that pack right there. It wasn't a backpack. It's going to be Cameron Runner. Jump it up, Westfield Shamrock, 23. Ella, she had a Loveless, and it's controlled in the backcourt. And bring across the timeline, Lady Huskies. Work at right side. Brown, out top, way out top, Cameron Runner. Her on the stationary dribble. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. Cassidy Stakel. Top, we're going to bound the perimeter. Touches the hands briefly. Katie Brown. Back around, Hadley Cherry. Now, Ella Hitchcock in the front court. We're going to deep behind the arc. And work it right side of the basketball. Katie Brown back to Ella. Hitchcock on the dribble. 4 seconds thus far here in the ball game. Should be a good one. Outside the arc, left side. Katie Brown will work it down low. Hadley Cherry. Cherry off the glass, relay, get the bucket, bring it back out of there to the front court, inside from Ellie Kelleher, low, 2-point bucket, off the glass, credit the bucket, 24, in Lorenzen, 4-point contest, Westfield in front, going to pass it to the sideline, tap to Shakel, now Katie Brown back to Shakel, out top, Cameron Runner moves it right side, Hitchcock back out to Cameron. They go outside the arc once again. Hadley Cherry on the back pedal dribble near the center circle. Reset the offense. 2-0 contest. 6:43 on the game clock. Out top now with the basketball near the center circle. Ella Hitchcock. Cassie Shakel now back to Ella. Behind the arc, we'll work it down low. Cameron Runner off the glass. Got the bucket. Cameron Runner left side off the glass. Layup. 2 contest here at Westfield High School. To the front court on the dribble. She'll dribble on in and in the lane. Couldn't get the bucket. That was 32. Lindsey Van Dyke. Rebound secured. They'll get another shot. Todd wouldn't go from outside the arc. Back the other direction. The Huskies of Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Full baseline. Bring it back out. Cameron Runner. Now Hadley Cherry. Elbow right side. Back to Katie Brown. Now back out top. Ella Hitchcock. Back on the dribble. Looking against right there. Here is Reagan Lorenzen, number 24, providing defense against Ella. They work at right side, Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella Hitchcock, deep in the front court, in the center circle. The nice Rocks logo, the great big W, had a very thin outline showing the center circle. We're going to back out. Thought about a three. They're going to call a traveling violation. Ella Hitchcock thought about a three. The elbow extended, took that little step before the ball went down, and I can believe it. I've been told that that is the toughest call to make in basketball, especially at the high school level. Give the ball back to Westfield. 28 on the game clock. 16-footer straight away. 2-point shot good. So Shamrock, Lindsey Van Dyke. 4-2 contest. Field in front. 18 on the game clock. To the front court, pass to Shakel. Back to Ella Hitchcock out top. She'll cross over dribble. Outside the arc. 3-point shot good. The bucket, Katie Brown, the 5-4 contest, Lady Huskies by 1. Trying to get across the timeline on the dribble there, Ella. Ella Kelleher, Katie Brown, providing all the defense she wanted. After court, they work it back around, they go to the opposite corner. 3-point shot, rims out. Got taken by 24, Reagan Lorenzen, rebound, Hamilton Heights, Ella Hitchcock, across the timeline. 42 on the game clock, 5-4 contest. Lady Huskies by 1. On the dribble, Hitchcock. They'll go to the corner. Cameron Runner. And around the perimeter, back to the corner. Ella Hitchcock. Started there by Ellie Kelleher. They're working outside the arc. Nice. Should I say it? Deliberate. The play here, right here. And they're working the basketball. They're moving left side. Behind the arc. Right elbow. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Cameron Runner. Timeout on the floor, Westfield Shamrocks. 15 left here in the first quarter. Lady Huskies in front of Westfield 8-4. Mention this game is in part being brought to you. AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC. They're in Arcadia. They're actually now west of Arcadia, about a half a mile. Find them at 6660. West. Should they label this east, but it's west of town. 266th Street. They do classic car restoration. Precision Tuning, Wemeca AGM Auto. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them by telephone, 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. Bring the ball in backcourt, 84 feet away. GM Rock on the dribble. I pay to the timeline, number 10, Ellie, for her out-top stationary dribble. See her loosely right there. I take that back. That was 20 on the dribble. Aubrey Crockett working the back around. They got hair over the number. I got to wait for the hair to bounce up so I can see the number. Back out top. Thought about a three. With 32, Lindsey Van Dyke. Now out top, she'll take a three. Dyke missed it. She was just left of center. Go back the other direction. Cameron Runner. So we're going behind the arch, Ellie Hickok, and it's going to be tipped on her pass, and it's going to be picked up there by Westfield, 23, Kiki Loveless. Going to work it to the front court, it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. In the ball game for Westfield, it's going to be number 22, Michaela Hatcher, the 8 sophomore. She contributes at 5.2 ball game. A bit of a breeze up here. We'll mention it's got the air conditioning maybe. Blowing out some hot air, heating right here in the wintertime. Down low, two-point bucket. Right over the rim, point blank range. Out to 22, Michaela Hatcher. The ball game and in the book already. Two buckets. 3:11 left here in the quarter. It's 8-6. Lady Huskies in the front court. Basketball in the lead. They go baseline shot. Cassie Schakel. He's out, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. They're going to call the rebound on Cameron Runner. She was in there amongst four other Westfield Lady Shamrocks. So to pick up her first foul, it's going to be the first foul in the ball game. So pretty clean ball game so far. 55 on the game clock. Left side going to bring the ball back out top. That's 32. Lindsey Van Dyke. Get left side outside the paint. She'll take it back out. Van Dyke. Beyond the arc. Move it right side. To Kelleher. Go bounce once. Working back in the lane. Going to be good hands there by Katie Brown. Going to knock the ball out of bounds. Didn't take the layup shot. He goes out of bounds. Last touch. Katie Brown's going to be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Westfield. Number 20, Aubrey Crockett. To go to the corner with it. Bring it back out. They'll reset the offense out top with Michaela Hatcher. To get it back to point guard, Ellie Kelleher. Well, her going to dribble it. I'm doing a bounce pass. Hey, on the arc right there. Move the basketball around. I'll be Crockett. Then move into paint about a 13-footer. Wouldn't go. I take him there. 10, Ellie Kelleher back the other direction. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Now back to Hickok. Ellie Hickok going to beat out top. She'll move it back around. She'll run the point. Back right side. That's from Hallie Cherry. Left side, Katie Brown. Now back out. Near the center circle, Hallie Cherry. Moves it right side. Cameron Runner brings the ball back out, resets the offense. Working against her is 32, Lindsey Van Dyke. Working left elbow, Hallie Cherry. Triple threat available. She'll dribble. Back pedal dribble, moves it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Here's Cameron now. He's 22, Michaela Hatcher. Cameron going to penetrate the lane, going to drive in. No foul called. Couldn't get the bucket. Going to make it to the rim. Back the other way, Westfield on the approach. 1:34 left, going to be a kick. Cameron Runner with those quick reflexes, and I think that was real quick. Came in point blank range. She got that left foot up. So they get a little breather right now. They'll bring the ball back in right there in front of Ben Small, one of the coaches for Hamilton Heights. But if I was a player, I'd be appreciative that he was my coach. 1:26 on the game clock. Top of the basketball. They move the basketball around. Lindsey Van Dyke. They're moving in the paint. Lost the handle. It's going to be stolen. Cameron Runner. Backcourt to the front court now. Ella Hickok. Side the arc, going to move the basketball, Hadley Cherry. Now Katie Brown, she'll hand off to Ella Hickok. 1:06 left here in the first quarter. 8-6 contest. The Huskies by two. Outside the arc. Cameron Runner, triple threat available. She'll dribble right. Going to pick up and use a screen from Cassie Schakel. Put it back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok on the dribble, going against number 10, Ellie Kelleher. Put it back out top. Threat available, she'll dribble left. 44 seconds left here in the first quarter. The Huskies delivered approach here in the front court. Going to be tipped away and nearly a steal at half court. Hands on that wrist right there. That was number 10, Ellie Ella Hurd. The ball's going to be brought back in by the Lady Huskies. Court tossed in to Ella Hickok. Working in, have the carry, move to the right side. Run, runner. Catch to Shakel. Shakel, chest pass, going to be picked up by Westfield. Stolen by number 20, Aubrey Crockett. They're in the backcourt. Havley Cherry playing good D. Tips the ball out of bounds. Westfield will bring it in from the backcourt. 4 feet. Flying to baseline. 26 seconds left. They're going to move it across the timeline with the pass. They're trying to. Fence provided here by Cameron Runner. They get in the front court. Number 10, Ella Hickok in front of the Huskies bench. 14 seconds left. They're going to dribble in. Kelleher now back out top. D. Van Dyke. They'll work it down low, trying to get the ball in due. They get the ball in the hands of Samantha Price. Samantha Price in the ball game. Did miss that, but not now. It's the pass down low. And they'll end up giving the basketball to 22, Michaela Hatcher. That foul's whistled on Hamilton Heights. Hickok, she picked up her first, second foul in the quarter. The Lady Huskies. First shot, Michaela Hatcher is good. Michaela Hatcher on the season, just under 70%. Now 25 for 36 on the season. 4.3 left. Evan contest. Take a shot. Durant ties the ball game at 8. 4.3 left. Huskies going to bring it. Court gets the Cameron Runner. 3 seconds. 2 seconds at the timeline. She'll let it go in time. Outside the arc. Off short, wouldn't go. First quarter is complete. Exfield High School. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 8. Westfield Lady Shamrocks. 8. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by Rendon Truck Store. Rendon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. At Runyon Truck Store, you can dial them up. 765-552-5130. 765-552-5130. Runyon Truck Store. They're right there in rural Atlanta, Indiana, but close to Elwood. I tell you what, in the house tonight is Richie Hall. Richie Hall is a Hall of Fame writer for the Hamilton County Reporter. I'm looking at him right now. He's checking some scores possibly on his cell phone. Richie Hall is on the Wall of Fame at the Hall of Fame wall there at the Noblesville. Tim Dandy, we'll talk about them next sponsor. Right there, Jim Dandy Wall. Hall of Fame, you'll find Jim Wofford. Right here at the top right corner, one over from the corner. Jim Wofford, Hamilton County TV. In the front court, they're working down low. In the paint, off the glass, couldn't get the bucket to go. They'll shoot two. It's 32. There, Lindsey Van Dyke. First foul of the second quarter. The whistle on Hadley Cherry. Hamilton Heights, she has one. First shot up and good. Lindsey Van Dyke shooting 62% free throw strike. She's going to tie that draw string. Tuck it back in. Get one more. Lindsey Van Dyke. When also goes in. Got both of them. An 8 contest. Lady Rocks by 2. Into the timeline with a pass across the timeline. Cameron Runner. Work across court. Skip pass. Katie Brown down low. Cassie Shakel. After that out top. Ella Hickok, Katie Brown, now left side. Hiding defense on Katie, number 20, Aubrey Crockett. Around the perimeter. Cameron Runner in front of the bench area of Westfield. Pass it back out top near the second line. Ella Hickok working against her is Ellie Kelleher. In a right side behind the arc. On the dribble, Katie Brown. She'll bring the ball out top, working the left side. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Ella Hickok sporting that sleeve shirt underneath her jersey. Outside the arc. Point shot in the air. Good. Credit to Bucky Cameron Runner from three-point land. 11-10. Huskies by one. The basketball from going out of bounds right there on the baseline. Nice save. That was 22. Michaela Hatcher. So we're 2-point bucket. Good. Free throw line. Credit to Bucket 24. Reagan Lorenzen. Taking momentum, averaging 9.6 per game. Front court, Ella Hickok. They're moving the ball fast. Katie Brown, left side, behind the arc. Back to Ella. The double team there. They'll pass it back to Katie. Now back to Ella. The last top, she is the point guard. Makes the game roll. That's going to be a reach-in foul. Reach in foul on Westfield, number 10, Ellie Kelleher. Kelleher going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. That's the first foul called here in the first, or excuse me, second quarter for Westfield. So the foul situation is 1-1. Get to 5. Somebody's going to shoot 2. Going to work at the left side of the basketball. Through the legs, back out top. Then we're moving back low. Run runner, Hattie Sherry, back to Ellie Hickok. Talk to Cam, run runner. She'll dribble in. Free throw line. Behind Arthur, go to the corner, Hallie Cherry. She'll dribble baseline, back out top. Three-point shot in the air, rimmed around, and fell in. That was Katie Brown for three. It was a 14-12 contest, Lady Huskies. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Ellie Kelleher. Moves it left side behind the arc, 32, Lindsey Van Dyke. She'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense way out top with number 20, Aubrey Crockett. Being Aubrey is Ella Hickok. And the ball off, working it back around, Reagan Lorenzen. They go a three-point shot attempt. To go, that shot taken by Kelleher. Rebound, Westfield. I got her own board again. Second shot would go. With 20, Aubrey Crockett. And for her, I should rebound, Ella Hickok. See the front court. Ella Hickok going to take a spin move into paint. Shot, and she's going to absorb a foul. So she'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot 2. The Huskies, nobody going to line up on the lane for Coach Lincoln Cherry. 24 left here in the second quarter. Ella Hickok, she's shooting 71%. Foul strike, she's 25 for 35. First shot up and good, nothing but net. 15-12, Lady Huskies by 3. To get one more, 4 on the lane for Westfield. Can shot up, rims out long, wouldn't go, rebound, 23, Kiki Lover. See the timeline at a walk pace. Ellie Kelleher looking over at Coach Kelsey Steele. Some instructions. A timeout, lost the handle there. Near the center court line in the front court, that was 20, Aubrey Crockett. Ella Hickok right there to provide defense while the ball was on the floor. Coach Kelsey Steele calls a quick timeout. Probably going to be a 30-second timeout, we'll go ahead and mention. The game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, and good times. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they strive to please you with each to every visit. Fix that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. Dandy Restaurants, put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, good times. Not far away when a Jim Dandy menu calling your name. So ball brought in. Court on the dribble. Get down low on the cut. Off the glass. Two-point shot. Wouldn't go. I take him there. 32. D. Van Dyke. Lady Huskies on the rebound. In the front court, Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll bring it back behind the arc. 4:54 left in the second quarter. 15-12. Huskies by 3. Hamilton Heights matchup. Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Top Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it right side. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Defense conversion with Kelleher. No room to shoot. We're working back around the perimeter. Hadley Cherry. Tipping the basketball before it went out of bounds was Ella Kelleher. Cameron Runner with those quick reflexes, pulled her hands back, let the ball go out of bounds right there on the sideline. That's quick reflexes. I'll go ahead and mention, she's going to be in Evansville, Purple 8 next year. I don't mind mentioning that. I usually don't mention where athletes are going to college, because sometimes by the time I tell them that, they'll change their commitment. Sure, Cameron Runner is going to be in Purple 8 next year. She's out top of the basketball on the dribble. Right side to the corner. Katie Brown going to be an offensive foul. But it looks a little mild. The foul. There, it's going to be, I believe, a screen being set by Cameron Runner. She's going to pick up her second foul in the ball game. That's two fouls each. Both teams in the second quarter. 4:13 left. And it's in the backcourt. 15-12. Lady Huskies by three, crossing the timeline. Some information from Coach Steele. The 20, Aubrey Crockett. They'll work the right side, going to dribble in. Elbow shot for Kelleher. Rims out, wouldn't go. Tipped out of bounds for the board there. Katie Brown, 24, Reagan Lorenzen. The official blows the whistle, said it was last touch by the Shamrocks. So the Huskies bringing in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll work it right side to Cameron Leonard. Havie Cherry, now Katie Brown. Point shot, rims up, bounces hard off the rim. That comes over the back. And out of bounds. Even though there's that four-foot area, the backboard comes straight down to the surface. You'll see 4 feet from the backboard baseline. And you can dribble through. Mention Randy Whitman did a lot of that for the Hoosiers. 38 on the game clock. Going to work it right side, pick up the dribble. The Crockett moves it left side, going to be stolen. Pulling on the bounce pass, Steve Brown to the front court, three-point shot in the air, rims off short, Hadley Cherry to track down a rebound. It's picked up by Westfield to Lindsey Van Zeist to the front court. We'll work it down low, going to be a foul committed. Play here on the back side right here in the paint. Full of Lady Huskies there. They're probably going to whistle this one, I'm guessing. Number three, Katie Brown. Yep, Katie Brown picks up her first foul in the ball game. Huskies have three, second quarter. Then left the bucket on the baseline, brought in the paint. Just come down with the basketball, go back up off the glass. Point bucket, good. Ellie Kelleher. 10 left here in the second quarter. Inside our Tavi Cherry. Now Katie Brown, now Ellie Hickok. The way, three-point shot in the air. Thought that was Cameron Runner. Elbow extended, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Lindsey Van Zeist, front court with the basketball. She's back in the game. 22, Michaela Hatcher. Pass it down low. There's going to be a foul on the floor. Step back. There's a 3-second violation. I believe it's 3 seconds. I take that back. Called an elbow. Not quite sure. It's going to be whistled. They're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. The front court, Cameron Runner. Court pass, Katie Brown. Tipped away there and picked up before it went across the timeline. Allie Cherry worked it down low, driving it through the lane right there. Hickok stayed down there by the baseline. Hit the ball back outside. Working against her once again, Ellie Kelleher. Side the arc, three-point shot, rims up, wouldn't go. Taken back Katie Brown into the front court. Work it down low. In the paint, turn around, she'll make the pass. Out of there, work it back into Kelleher just outside the paint. Throw the left corner baseline. Three-point shot rims out. That shot taken by Lindsey Van Zeist. Down trap down in the corner on a long carom by Brown. She'll hand off. Runner in the front court. Now Ella Hickok on the cross-court pass. They're going to backpedal dribble. The center court, very near the center line. 1:50 left here in the quarter. In quarter, 15-14. Lady Huskies one. Cameron Runner in a size shoe. Dribble lane, Ella Hickok to go off the glass. Underhand a scoop shot, have the English of the rim going back the other direction. Basket, 2-point bucket, Lindsey Van Zeist. It's a 1-point game, Westfield in front. Team 15. Front court, Ella Hickok. In top of the circle, Halle Cherry. Now Ella Hickok, cross court pass. Cameron Runner, triple threat available. Working against her, Kelleher. She'll pass right side corner. She'll bring the ball back out. Katie Brown out top again to reset the offense at the 107 mark. Second quarter, Hickok to right side. Havie Cherry, triple threat available. A handoff. Cameron Runner near the center line. On the dribble, out top. She'll work closely to the three-point line. She'll work inside the line in the paint. And they're going to call a jump ball. Spin move right there, Cameron Runner. Opportunity to lock her up with 33, Samantha Price. Mid-jump ball, alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. 50.5 there. Tall pass in the paint. Coming down with the basketball, Cameron Runner to go off the glass and get the bucket. Cameron Runner. 4-2. Ball's loose. They're going to stop play, stop the clock. As the ball kind of down the hallway there. Okay, well, this is a tremendous school. A lot of good things happening at Westfield High School. Ball coaches, buddy. Basketball is good. Shane Sumter having a great season. met a guy named David the Jones this week. He had brought his daughter to the game, kept score beside me at a middle school game at Heights. In the front court, behind the arc, that's number 20, Aubrey Crockett. In 6 seconds left. Top of the basketball, Kelleher. At left side, back in the hand of 22, Michaela Hatcher. 15 seconds. Julia Steele. Ella Hickok going to reach in the basketball. It's going to be a tie ball. That's once again, it's going to be a jump ball. A Hickok not going to get the ball, but she's going to allow her team to get the ball next time on the jump ball. Also, the possession arrow, they get it to bring second half, and they're having at both halves the ball first. 10 seconds left. Front court crossover dribble. 20, Aubrey Crockett. She'll dish off Lindsey Van Dyke. For the corner. 3-point shot in the air, short off the mark. Rebound, Van Dyke. She'll get the bucket just before the buzzer. Van Dyke got the rebound in the paint. Left hand, underhand scoop off the glass. Point bucket, good. We're at halftime. Halftime score. Lady Shamrocks 18, the Lady Huskies 17. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at noblesvilletrophies.com. Stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South Dent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. Prices are low. You may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South Dent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-73-7391. That's Noblesville Trophies. Also, bringing you to today's ball game is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. They're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear, that has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa live and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate location. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, cellular phone or by text message 17513 or 086. Again, her number is 317-813-408. Simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, Chief Company, 317-513-086. Also, bringing you today's ball game, Sheffield High School, is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Chiro, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza, just south of McDonald's, and just south of Raleigh. Right there, they have team members, CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Well, mentioned, you can reach them by telephone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. Are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve West Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. We'll go ahead and we'll take a second. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference. I should say the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Hoosier Crossroads Conference, first week, 2024. It's like this. Tuesday, they have one ball game. January 2nd, I take that back. Yeah, they have one ball game listed here. It's 77, Pike, 57. On Wednesday, they had, on the 3rd, they had two ball games. It was Westfield, Chittard, Basic Chittard, a difficult place to play. Adam was told to me and by Coach Keegan Cherry, I believe it. They don't have a really big gym. Team capacity is a little bit limited. Westfield got the win. The win, actually, at Bishop Chittard, 59-52. And then Zionsville. Zionsville went to Harrison Lady Raiders High School. That's in West Lafayette. Right. Haley Runner, one of the coaches. And we'll mention, Zionsville got the win, 57-25. And we'll mention Zionsville. You got to remember, Zionsville Lady Eagles in Class 4A. Should say they are number 15. That's pretty good. Class 4A, Zionsville Lady Eagles. Thursday, January 4th, two games on the agenda at Chicago Macaulay High School in Illinois. Right there, Macaulay High School, 65-8, part of that 300-mile travel rule. So, Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals at 4A, they are number one. State of Indiana, Class 4A for this week. The Warren Central. Lady Royals got the win, 55-54. And last night, one game, last night on January 5th, it was at Plainfield Quakers High School last night. Brownsburg Lady Bulldogs, step back Lady Bulldogs last night, they hosted the ball game. Plainfield got the win, 56-48. If you didn't know, happening today, there's a lot of games happening this evening. The pro ranks, professional ranks, there you already know. The Indiana Pacers are going to play. They're going to play at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Have that ball game. It's going to tip off at 7. Should mention, Mr. Chris Denary. He's a 79 graduate, Webfield, played against Ben Small in high school. Ben Small, also a 79 graduate, Hamilton Heights. We'll miss Chris Denary. He started out doing radio at Butler. Very good. He probably went more than 10 years. It might have been 9. I bothered him once in a while, way back when. I could tell. I knew I was bothering him a little bit, but now I know. While I do this type of radio thing here with the internet, when you're trying to get ready, you're trying to get ready. But anyway, Chris Denary now, Indiana Pacers, play-by-play. Here on the television screen, he has a heck of a job. He gets to work right beside Quinn Buckner. Quinn Buckner, I've been told, Bobby Knight has said this, Quinn Buckner, athletic young man he ever coached. But I heard Quinn Buckner, his freshman year, played, quote me, freshman baseball, basketball, and football. Don't quote me, but I heard that was said. If you look at his stature, you can see that he could have done that. But anyway, the Pacers playing tonight. They played last night. Last night they went against Atlanta, the Hawks. Pacers got 150 points in 4 quarters. Pacers, Milwaukee Bucks this week. I watched a bit of that. Heard Chris Denary say to the audience, he said, the Pacers averaged the most points of any team in the NBA. At that point, 26 points. Also said that the Bucks averaged 125. So that's pretty good basketball. Yeah, not a lot of defense. A lot of defense, but I'll tell you what, the offense is good. And it's good to get these people in the door. And I'm with you. Thank you for tuning in. And mention tonight, the Colts. Indianapolis Colts are going to play against the Houston Texans. Should be a good matchup. If you're going to an evening ball game tonight, you watch the varsity game at 7:30. But I'm planning on getting home watching the second half of that game. It ought to be fun. We'll hope the Colts can get a win like they got last week and get themselves in the playoffs, and that'll be good. Steichen right there, first tier, playoff bound, doing a heck of a job. I don't mean I don't like Frank Reich. Frank Reich, a guy right here, coach right here for the Colts. The one he coached there for the Panthers. What? He's not finishing the season. Frank Reich, what a player. What a player. If you didn't know, he played for the Bills. Get that back. Yeah, he played for the Bills. He came in. Playoff game. I think it's about 23 points down. and brought them back, won that playoff game. And, you know, that's nothing like Peyton Manning coming back and beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of people went to bed early when they saw that score. I stayed up. It was late. I watched that whole game as Manning brought them back. We'll also mention to you today's ball game is the Floor Store. They're at the east edge of Tipton. I look around, their showroom may leave you speechless. You can find shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required. They are just east of Tipton on 28. Right there, the Floor Store, Stephen, Carolyn, Swan. They'll lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices with your division. That's the Floor Store, 765-675-3230. The Floor Store, east edge of Tipton, past the car dealerships. Let's take some warm up shots. Cameron Roten, some shots here in the last minute, the 10 minute intermission. Got a couple of rebounders there. 3 seconds left. And I will also mention Michigan and Washington college football final game for all the marbles Monday, the 8th, Monday evening. Check that out. That ought to be good. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan Wolverines. My loyalty is with him. Minutes on the game clock. I like him a lot. Back Colts. Back for the Bears. He helped my Vikings out one time in the fourth quarter. Going to bring the ball in. Half court, alternate possession arrow. Back court, Cameron Renner calling out of play. So pass it to the front court, Ella Hickok. He'll work the right side behind the arc, Hadley Carey. Now Cameron Renner. He'll be tipped away, stolen by Westfield. Steal by Kelleher. Try to pass it down the rope there, and it's picked off in the front court. Westfield by Cameron Renner. Got the ball back. Back out top, Cameron Renner. Thought about a long three. Urging defense right there, number 10, Ellie Kelleher. I take that back, X 20, to Crockett. Drive the baseline off the glass. Fouled in the act of shooting. That goes in, Cameron Renner. Shoot one more. 7:28 on the game clock. 19-18. Huskies by one. Cameron Renner going to shoot one. Cameron Renner shooting 92%. At the free throw line, 102-111. He'll get one shot. Whistleless foul on Westfield, number 20, Aubrey Crockett. Aubrey Crockett has one. Foul number one, third quarter. Merlin going to shoot one. Empty lane. Huskies are behind her. Shot, only shot she gets is good. Three-point play. Going to be brought in to Kelleher. Backcourt. Crockett brings the ball in. Crossing the timeline now, a little bit of a walk pace. To the left side to Van Dyke. Lindsey Van Dyke, triple threat. She'll dribble right. Behind the arc, we're going to get Kerr Hadley Carey. Spin move into paint. She's going to take a shot off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Ball caroms long. Up by Ella Hickok. To the left side, Cameron Runner. She'll take a shot. Three-point land. And it's good in front of the Husky bench. A timeout called. Kelsey Steele has the ball crossing the 10-second line. The Huskies take a 5-point advantage. Tonight, 23, Westfield, 18. We'll mention a little bit about, she's going to, a 30-second timeout. She's just bringing you this contest. It's puttingin.sports.com. Varsity Sports 2008. We thank you for tuning in. The Putting In Sports happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic night. Football in the fall, the Tipton Blue Devils. Football in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. They'll play tonight. They've got Bethesda Christian, 7:30. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 15-2. I'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils, 11 wins. Throw losses. 58 on the game clock. He brought in right there in the front court, right in front of Coach Steele. Brought in by Aubrey Crockett. That's at backcourt slightly. Picking up the basketball, Lindsey Van Dyke. Now to Crockett, she'll take the point. Top near the center circle. Ella Hickok providing the defense. The right side, 32, Lindsey Van Dyke. The left side, going to dribble lane off the glass. Got the bucket. Point bucket good for Ellie. For her, and she got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot one. Three-point play opportunity for Kelleher. Looking to whistle the foul on Ella Hickok. She has two. Both teams with one foul. Third quarter and three-point play is good. Ellie Kelleher. 23-21. The Huskies by two. The timeline with the pass. Cameron Runner will sit right side. Having Sherry. Cross-court skip pass. Katie Brown. Now top, Ella Hickok. To Cameron Runner. Now the corner. Katie Brown back to Cameron. And on the low, she'll pass it down low. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good. Sydney Schaefer for two. She acknowledges a good pass from Cameron Runner. 16 on the game clock. In the front court, it's 5:21. Lady Huskies by four. Behind the arc, Ellie Kelleher. Out top, three-point shot in the air. Rims off. Yo, shot taken there, 24. Again, Lorenzen. He's been shooting 34% in the three-point arc. 25 for 73. She's now 25 for 74. Out top of the basketball. They're moving around. Ellie Hickok going to go baseline. Pass in opposite corner. Cameron Runner. Take a good catch. Couldn't get the shot away. Works the cross-court tip pass. Abby Sherry off the glass. Shot rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Looked like it was going down. Would not. Down there and going back the other way. It's Kelleher. They go to the corner. Van Dyke. Van Dyke for three. Lindsey Van Dyke from the left corner baseline. 25-24 contest. The Huskies by one. The front court, Halle Sherry. Cameron Runner in the paint. Back out. Katie Brown. Now Ella Hickok outside. The right side. Now on the dribble. Halle Sherry. Cross court. Skip pass through the corner. Cameron Runner. Rims off long. Would go. Going to be a rebounding foul whistle against the Lady Huskies. The whistle this one on 23. See Schakel. Still going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. The Huskies have two here in the third quarter. Lady Shamrock, they have one. Dribble to the sideline. Uncontested. That's 20. Aubrey Crockett. Gone out the play. Look at right, left side, I should say. Lindsey Van Dyke. Just hit a three from that spot. So pass it back out. Aubrey Crockett. The left elbow extended three-point shot. Go. That was Reagan Lorenzen. Down Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. And runner hesitation dribble. She'll go off the glass, got the bucket, just inside the paint. Low elevation off the glass, got the bucket. Cameron Runner for two. He's 7-24. The Huskies by three. In the front court, crossover dribble. That's Ellie Kelleher, who works it down low. 24, Reagan Lorenzen. Lorenzen went up with the shot. Got fouled. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry picks up her second foul in the ballgame. Shot up and good. 27-25. Free throw line. Reagan Lorenzen. They'll have one more. Lorenzen shooting 75%. A shot also good. She is now 8 for 10. Climbs to 80% from the stripe. 4:24 on the game clock. Cross the timeline with the pass. Friend Runner took a shot. 3-point man. Got a shot blocked by Aubrey Crockett. The rare occurrence. Crockett recycled her shot. Top Huskies come up with the basketball. So their second attempt in the front court. Deep in the front court, Cameron Runner working there against Aubrey Crockett. Crockett's going to get a bump foul. Going to be a bump foul. They might call it a holding foul. He and Chet, something like that. Whistle on Aubrey Crockett. She has two. Foul here in the third quarter on Westfield. Two. As mentioned, the Huskies have three. 4:07 on the game clock, third quarter. Stay out top, stationary dribble. Ella Hickok. Hand off, way out top. That's Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right side. Cross court, double skip. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble baseline. Back out, elbow, Cassie Schaefer. Hadley Sherry works it around the perimeter. Cameron Runner, back pedal dribble. They'll reset the offense. The right side near the corner, Katie Brown. She'll dribble around. Side the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll reset the offense out top. See a couple of Lady Shamrocks. Check in here in a moment. Ball flew, picked up by Hadley Sherry near the center court line. Get left side. She shakes back to Ella Hickok. They'll work on left side. Cassie Schaefer. Out of hands. Good. For Westfield.
Right.
Well, in the ballgame for Westfield, check back in. Number 22, Michaela Hatcher. Big sophomore. Throws 33, Samantha Price, a 6-foot junior. Got a little bit of perspiration on the floor right there near the center line. Yes, girls do perspire. Probably not as much as boys. And I've said before, Alfred didn't sweat at all. But we're down low in the paint. By the alley-oop play to Hadley Cherry. Grims out, going back the other direction. The right side on the dribble, and the dribble in the paint. They'll go to the corner with it, Lindsey Van Dyke. A pass, couldn't reach it. Out of bounds, going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 18 on the game clock. To be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline, Ella Hickok. Lindsey Cherry, now back to Ella. She's going to walk it to the timeline. Picked up there at the timeline by Aubrey Crockett, going to bounce it. The circle, Cassie Shakel. Now Cameron Runner on the dribble. Left side, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. She'll go near baseline. She'll take a shot. It's working there. She got the shot away. Then the act of shooting, Anta Price, 6 foot. Ella Hickok, 5'6". She earned the foul. She'll shoot two. Ella Hickok at the stripe. Shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. 27-26, Lady Huskies by one. 3:02 left here in the third quarter. Ella Hickok shooting one on the lane. That's Cameron Runner for the Huskies. Second shot, rimmed around, revolution the rim. Wouldn't go. 58 on the game clock. Front in the backcourt, Hamilton Heights providing pressure. He tipped away on the pass. That's there from Kelleher, tipped by Cameron Runner, picked up by Katie Brown. They'll take a 3-point shot outside the arc. Ella Hickok couldn't go. It wouldn't go, and the Huskies got their own rebound. Front court, long 3-point shot. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner, elbow extended, left side. 33 on the game clock, and we're going down low. 2-point basket. Good. By Gary in the paint, credit the bucket. And Price. And the Price gets two. The Westfield Shamrock back on top, 28-27. The Huskies in the front court. On the dribble and hand off, Cameron Runner. Out top of the basketball. Screen from Shakel. He'll roll away now. Cameron Runner still stationary dribble near the center line. Working against Ellie Kelleher. 2:02 left. Third quarter. He's going to administer a count. Female referee. She says no. Nope, they broke loose. Dribble now. And they're going to talk about it over and back. And there was a bump foul. The back to the front court of Hamilton Heights. That probably is the most controversial. But that call, hope it doesn't come into play. But anyway, that call, unmade, kind of changes the possession. 53 on the game clock, they need the ball back to Westfield. Tossed in, backcourt by Kelleher. On the dribble crossing the timeline, Aubrey Crockett. Out top guard to basketball, Ella Hickok. The dribble, Ella Hickok right in her face. Picked up the dribble. Coach Kelsey Stevens called the timeout to save the possession. Possibly. 3 left here in the third quarter. Lady Shamrocks, 28. The Huskies, 27. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Class 4A girls basketball. Weekly rankings tabulated on December 31st. We're missing in Class 4A. Number 1, Lawrence Central, Lady Bears, 19-1. 2, Hamilton Southeastern, Lady Royals, 15-1. Number 3, Columbia City, Lady Eagles, 15-2. This is 3 in each class. Class 3A, number 1, Glenville Air Central, Lady Bombers, 16-0. Number 2, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 15-2. So mentioned this week. 17, 4-class poll. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Number 3 and 4 and 3A, Norwell Lady Knights, 13-4. Class 2A, number 1, North Knox Lady Warriors, 16-1. 2, South Knox Lady Spartans, 15-1. Number 3, Eastern Hancock Lady Royals, 15-1. And we'll mention the Class 1A here in a moment. Ball brought in, backcourt. Front court now, Aubrey Crockett. The right side, Lindsey Van Dyke. Behind the arc. Pull back, reverse it. Behind the arc. Ball back to Samantha Price. The move to Lindsey Van Dyke. Ball's in the hands there now of Michaela Hatcher. To Van Dyke. Around the perimeter, Kelleher. Kelleher going to drive baseline. Just stop, pop a shot. outside the paint. Remember, one-handed right-handed is good for Kelleher. He's seven. He shamrocks by three. Yes, he's in the front court. Ella Hickok on the dribble. The right side, a little hesitation dribble. We're going to get her at 22. Ella Hatcher. Way deep near the center line, under a minute. 57 seconds left. A quarter. The 27, the Shamrocks in front. In the backcourt, throwing the ball back and forth right there. Cameron Runner back to Ella Hickok. Being guarded loosely by Aubrey Crockett. Canary dribble deep in the front court, opposite the scores bench. He's moved right there. Keep the ball alive on the dribble. 35 seconds left. A kill being administered. The closely guarded rule, it's got to be 6 feet or less. People, 3 feet. Cherry told me different. He said it in the book. It's 6 feet. We're going to right here. 21 seconds left. Dribble right side. Keeping the ball alive on the dribble. Back to Cameron Runner. 15 seconds. 15 seconds. They're going to call a whistle and a foul. It's going to be whistled. Westfield, 32, Lindsey Van Dyke. Penetrating right there just a bit. It's Cameron Runner. Earns the foul. Here, I should say Lindsey Van Dyke picks it up. That's four fouls on the Rocks here in the third quarter. 10 seconds left on the dribble outside the arc. He'll pop a three. Three-point shot is good. Cameron Renner right here in her face with Lindsey Van Dyke. A shot before the half, before the quarter break. It's off the mark. Almost half-court shot by number 10, Ellery Kelleher. He's in the... Shamrocks were tied at the first quarter. I believe it was 9-9. They're in the third quarter. 30 at the end of three. And we'll go ahead and we'll try to mention. 5-3-8 girls basketball weekly ranking. Number first was a tabulation. And number one, it's Norwell, the Lady Knights. 10-4, Sentinel 23. Two, it's Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers. 16-0, they're Sentinel 22. Number three is Indian Creek, Lady Braves. Team four, sectional 26. Number four, the Hamilton Heights. The Huskies, 15-2, still 24. Number five, it's Greensburg, the Lady Pirates. 12-3, sectional 29. We'll also miss it. At number six, Western Lady Panthers. 15-1, still 22. At number seven, Scottsburg, Lady Warriors, 15-2, sectional 30. Number eight, Benton Central Bison. The Bison, 16-3, sectional 22. Number nine, Gibson Southern, Lady Titans, 13-4, sectional 32. We'll pick that up. Number 10, here in a moment. Ball's going to be inbound half court. Also, the possession arrow. Quarter gives it to Westfield. They'll cross the timeline. Aubrey Crockett. Left side and elbow. They'll work it down low to Kelleher. Kelleher off the glass. Good footwork by Kelleher. Get her a bucket right side of the glass. It's 32-30. Field by two. Front court. Dribble. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it back out. A double team. They'll pass it left side. Hickok to the corner. Katie Brown. Go from left corner baseline. 3-point shot. They're working up ahead. Kelleher. Go off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good for Kelleher. Puts the Westfield Shamrocks at 5-4. Going to be a full 60-second timeout called. Head coach Keegan Cherry of the Lady Huskies. Got up at number 10, Class 3A, Girls Basketball Weekly Rankings. This is out of top 14. Number 10 is Evansville Memorial. The Tigers, they're 12-3. Channel 32. For 11, it's West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. They're now 10-6. Channel 22. Number 12, it's Washington, Eddie Hatchett, 16-3, sectional 31. Number 13, Garrett, Lady Railroaders, 4-11, have them ranked at number 13. They're in sectional 21. Number 14, Tippecanoe Valley, Lady Bisons, 14-3, sectional 18. We'll talk a little bit about strength of schedule. Talk about that after we mention two games tonight in the NFL. We start tonight at Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Baltimore are leading the way at this point in the season. They're kind of favored. Do well. Maybe get the Super Bowl. We're making it 8:15. his concussions, they're at the Indianapolis Colts. Who wins are in the playoffs. 7:19 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Now she'll pick up the trot. Fred Court, Ella Hickok, works the right side. Cameron Runner. Pick up the screen. She'll use it somewhat from Cassidy Schakel. Stop Cameron Runner. She'll penetrate in. She'll go off the glass. Going to get some rhythm there. Going to get it off the glass. Had a good roll. Good English. But that get good for Runner. 34-32 Westfield by two. Front court with the basketball. Lindsey Van Dyke. Playing it back off. Aubrey Crockett out near the center circle. Guarding her loosely. Ella Hickok. Jump pass. Elbow left side. Going to dribble in and go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off long. At 24, Reagan Lorenzen. Down have the cherry. Get it back to Cameron Runner. Now back to the point guard. But Hickok. Hickok across the timeline. And against her is Aubrey Crockett. A pass right side, have a cherry back out top. Cassie Schakel moves it left side behind the arc. Pretty close to Keegan Cherry. It was Ella Hickok. Now back to Cameron Runner. Coach Keegan Cherry. Down on his knees like a pitcher. I say, what's a guy? Coach. Working the right side right there out top. With the basketball, it's Cameron Runner. 6:03 on the game clock. Top of the basketball, number two. It's Ella Hickok crossover dribble. She goes to the corner with it, have a cherry. Hand off, Katie Brown. Back out top, center circle, Cameron Runner. The dribble, we're going to get her, Z Van Dyke. High 49 in the game clock. Works it right side, Ella Hickok. Top back pedal dribble, moves it. From the perimeter, left side, Halle Cherry. Cross court, they get it to Ella Hickok, she'll dribble in. The floater off the rim, off the backboard, and good. And Ella Hickok ties the ball game at 34. Back the other direction, 3-point shot behind the arc. The mark wouldn't go. Rebound, Van Dyke. Be a jump ball. Ultimate possession arrow. Going to give it to the Lady Huskies. At 26 on the game clock, Lady Huskies going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. 4 feet away, Cameron Runner tosses it in. A Hickok. She'll walk, pace, dribble. The center line. She'll pass it up ahead. Cameron Runner, top of the circle. Go back in, right side. Have a cherry, no dribble, right side, Cameron Runner. 3-point shot behind the arc. 3-point shot is good, Cameron Runner. 7:34, Lady Huskies by three. Side the arc, couldn't get the shot. Shot taken there, 3-point area from Reagan Lorenzen. Out of bounds, going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Brought in backcourt, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner back to Ella. They're going to walk pace to the sideline. He picked up near half court. Right here is Aubrey Crockett. Dribble left side, works it. Cassie Schakel back to Ella. Ella triple threat available right there in front of the Husky bench. To work it down low, it's going to be tipped away by Westfield. Cameron Runner worked a good block out. Westfield from saving that basketball. Just knowledge you can't hardly teach. This is just incredible. Back out with the basketball. Going to go out of bounds in front of the scores bench. Hands there, good defense. 23, T.T. Loveless. Huskies going to bring the ball in front of the scores bench. Tightly in the backcourt, having Cherry. Brought in Cameron Runner. 38 on the game clock, fourth quarter. Lady Huskies by three. Fast front court, right there behind the arc, Katie Brown. Out top, Cameron Runner thought about a long three. She could probably hit it. That was her. Would have been further than an NBA 23-foot three-point shot. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Cameron Runner. Straight away working against her. Here, 23, T.T. Loveless. Behind the back dribble, left side, the cherry back to Cameron. Through with the basketball. Now, the tail being administered, she'll work it outside the arc. Ella Hickok. Corner, to shake and move the ball around. Now back out top, Cameron Runner. No count being administered. We're under 4 minutes. 37-34 to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims off short. Wouldn't go for Katie Brown. Rebound. Cleared by Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. The point out top. Work it right side. Cameron Runner near the center court line. She'll dribble in. Pass to the corner. Cassie Schakel. Ella Hickok. Cherry now back to Cameron. Cameron going to absorb a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul on Westfield. That's going to be the first foul here in the fourth quarter on either team. First foul whistled Westfield on the 23, T.T. Loveless. 11 original starters, like a clean ball game. Brought in Abby Cherry. Court slightly, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, slow pace dribble to the sideline. Step right there by Lindsey Van Dyke. And move out top. She'll work it into paint. Go to the corner with it. Bounce pass going to be tipped away and stolen. And that stolen pass by Rachel Shamrock, number 20, Aubrey Crockett, trying to get the ball back in a hurry after the steal. Couldn't come up with it. Captain Shakel. The ball right there. 7:34. 22 on the game clock. Quarter. Westfield Shamrock High School. Last year, it was at Hamilton Heights. The dribble. Looking at out top, working down low. Outside the paint, tipped away by the Lady Huskies. Kind of saved the basketball there. Couldn't get a save to her teammate, but saved it in to Hamilton Heights. McCary, picked up, now Cameron Runner. Going to be a reach-in foul near the center court line. Whistle this foul on Westfield. Number 10, Ellie Kelleher.
Oh, number 10,
Kelleher going to pick up her second foul in the ball game. Second here in the fourth quarter. Lady Huskies have one foul in the fourth quarter. 2:56 on the game clock. 7:34, Lady Huskies by three. Front court on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Working against her way out top. Three, Samantha Price at 6 foot. Hickok, dribble in. Get back out, she'll work at left side front of the scores bench, Hadley Cherry. Cherry goes dribble towards the baseline. Pick up the basketball back to Cassie Shakel. Now back out top, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Kick it back out, Katie Brown, let the three-point shot go. Going to bring the ball back out, Cameron Runner. 23 on the game clock, good screen, Katie Brown. Cameron Runner uses it somewhat, now back pedal dribble. The center line, Cameron Runner. Working against her is 33, Samantha Price. Put the ball back around, now top near the center circle, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. Going to go off the glass, shot wouldn't go, rebound, Samantha Price. Next field. In the hands now, 22, Michaela Hatcher. Across the timeline with the basketball, Lindsey Van Dyke back to Kelleher. Payne, she'll take a shot off the glass. Shot when you go. Coming down with a rebound, Hadley Cherry. Works it up ahead. Now crossing the timeline, Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to dribble it in. Going to be a foul whistled. The front court. Going to be the third foul here in the quarter. Foul's going to be whistled on Westfield. Be whistled on Michaela Hatcher. Michaela Hatcher wears number 22. She has one. So Lady Huskies going to bring the ball in. McCherry sliding in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Picked up in the backcourt by Aubrey Crockett. She'll cross the timeline at a dribble pace. Work at right side. She'll bring the ball back out. Reset the offense. And nearly another foul there. No call. Michaela Hatcher. Michaela Hatcher might be trying to disguise a foul, and that time the referees wouldn't cooperate. So they're going to work it right there. That's going to be the first, second foul. And finally gets the foul in. Michaela Hatcher has two. Timeout. Wilson Heights. 3 second timeout. 1:28 left here in the fourth quarter. 7:34. Lady Huskies by three. We're making the 2023-24 schedule. We'll call this the strength of schedule for lack of a better word. The Heights Lady Huskies, during the course of the year, they scheduled 6-2-8 contest. They're 5-0 versus 2-8. At 10-3-8 game schedule, they play 8-7-1. Play 5-4-A schools. They're currently 3-1. This is the fourth. As a fifth of the fifth. And we'll mention Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Do not play a 2A schedule. Play three 3A schedules. Not played any 3A opponents as of yet. And they play 19 scheduled 1A opponents. They are 11-5. So we'll mention, going to bring the ball in. Take that back. They're 12-5 as of my check, my notes. They'll work it down low. Cameron Runner, she'll bring the ball back out. Bring it back baseline. There'll be a foul whistled. And it's going to be Lindsey Van Dyke. It's a foul against Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner will go to strike. And she'll shoot the two. Is the fifth foul in the fourth quarter on the Lady Shamrocks. shot up and good. 38-34, the Huskies by four. Nobody on the lane, just one on the foul stripe, Cameron Runner, Husky. Second shot, also good. 39-34. From the backcourt, Aubrey Crockett, dribble pass. Out to the timeline, and working left side with the basketball, 22, Michaela Hatcher. Then moving around the perimeter. Go back around, touching hands briefly, Kiki Lovelace. Out top, three-point shot wouldn't go. Michaela Hatcher, rebound Lady Huskies, and a foul committed. Bring the rebound. Westfield will put the Lady Huskies back at the foul stripe. Walking to the foul stripe here is going to be Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok will be the only Lady Husky on the lane. Shot rims around and falls in. Friendly roll. Ella Hickok, they say, yeah, living right. Don't doubt it. 109 left. Second shot, also good. 41-34, Lady Huskies by seven. Front court, Aubrey Crockett. Behind the arc, that's Ellie Kelleher. She got the triple threat available. She'll dribble left. The arc will hand off. Dribble there is Aubrey Crockett. Out top, right of center. 24 shot good. Westfield Shamrock, 24. Again, Lorenzen. Stop play right there. Let's call timeout. And now called Westfield while the ball was baked, but still in their possession after the shot. Ball was not brought in by Westfield, by Noble Jack, there you go, by Hamilton Heights quite yet. Timeout given. Maybe that was Hamilton Heights. I think the public address just mentioned. Hamilton Heights called that. And what a ball game. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com. But quality cars, trucks, QBs, third low mileage, owner automobiles, much, much more. Here at their Fisher's location, which is Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up there at the dealership in Fisher's at 317-2228. That's 317-842-228. Right there along State Road 32, between Westfield and Noblesville, far from here. Second location at Tristan Fish, 317-773-2232. 317-773-2232. Then left of the bucket, throw about a softball pass to the front court. Cameron Runner gets the ball in, Hadley Cherry, back to Cameron. And Cameron is going to get fouled immediately. She'll jog like a sprint. We'll end up at the foul stripe. 46.6 left here in the ball game. 47. 137. First shot rims out. Cameron Runner, she'll get one more. She has to be back for defense. Cameron Runner got the second, got the back end of a two-shot foul. 46 seconds. Clock moving. The timeline, Aubrey Crockett. Pass it, elbow left side. But move it down low. We're going to try to get a tree pass down in the lane. Kelleher stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Cameron Runner. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. And toss it in. Aubrey Crockett trying to get it in. Going to be stolen by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going out of bounds, jumping out of bounds with the basketball, tossed it off of the leg of Michaela Hatcher. Immediately, Elijah pointed the wrong way. Ball goes back to Hamilton Heights. Dribble it to the sideline. Going to be a reach-in foul in the backcourt on Westfield. 2.5 left. 2.37. Lady Huskies by five. They're going to whistle this foul. She's played a tremendous game. Ellie Kelleher. 15-point average per game. She wears number 10, picks up her third foul in the ballgame. Cameron Runner, first shot, rimmed around and fell in. Cameron Runner, one more shot is good. 44-37, 32 seconds left. Hurried pace to the front court for the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. For her, she'll work it out top. Dyke, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Katie Brown. She'll dish off, Hadley Cherry, work it to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok will be fouled death in the backcourt before she crosses the timeline. A shot is going to be awarded. Absorbing the foul there is Ella Hickok. She'll shoot two. First shot rims out long, wouldn't go. 20.6 left. Quarter, Lady Huskies 44, Shamrocks 37. Second shot rims around, hits the backboard and falls in. 45-37, 19 seconds left to the front court. Down low, off the glass, two-point bucket, good. Reagan Lorenzen, two-point bucket. And now Westfield, 13.6 left. Lorenzen for two. Lorenzen on the season, averaging 9.6. Lorenzen, senior, 15.6 left. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, high-quality choice isn't far away. To call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, Noblesville, Indiana, 1508 South 8th Street. We call them at 317-773-4800. That number is 317-773-4800. Have up to 26-foot box trucks available and a truck with a Tommy lift. Sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. Penske alone takes any possible concern away from any travel. Indiana Express Rentals. Also be brought in backcourt, Lady Huskies, the Cherry. Full court pressure, nobody in the front court. Long pass overhead, two hands and in the front court, picking it up, Ella Hickok. She's on the move there, a dribbling exhibition. Avoid a foul. There's no foul committed. 4 seconds left. Ella Hickok tossed the ball to the official. It'll land in his hands about the time to get it out. We do thank you for tuning in. What a ball game. Hamilton Heights, Westfield. Always worth of admission. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention next games on the agenda, we'll mention Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Play the 9th, that's coming up Tuesday, 6 and 7:30. Eastern Lady Panthers, East Division matchup with the Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. And we'll also mention Westfield, Lady Shamrock. Their next game is going to happen next Friday, the 12th. Play a 6 o'clock varsity game, conference game, Hamilton Southeastern, Lady Royals. Here at Westfield High School, and I believe it's a boy-girl doubleheader. The girls will play first. That's kind of synonymous with those teams to play doubleheaders. Sean Flaherty, nobody else, but Sean Flaherty on hand here today. He's working his magic and put stuff together for Facebook. He's darn good. Check him out. We're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home. Her for monitoring the ball game. Thank her for sound check. Man, that lady does everything. She does a great job, and she invites Christmas presents the good way. We're about out of here. We thank you for tuning in, and we're going to mention matter. You're home, away. You're doing the teaching and the learning. Mention, we thank you for tuning in, and looking right here, let's see if we can find this. I'm not going to find the harmonica very quickly for today, but that's okay. We'll get that on Tuesday. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on Tuesday. We hope you'll tune in if you can't be there live. Okay, have a great day. Please stay tuned to listen, keep and share it. Thank you. Game right now, I'm going to talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, you just got a good win. It's a great win, AJ. It's one of, like, you know, top four or five wins since I've been here probably. And I just say that from the standpoint of
sometimes when you go play the bigger school, there can be such a mental or a mind block that teams are beat before they get off the bus. And, you know, our senior class isn't like that, but there's only four of them. And to bring others along, you know, we only played five tonight, but the program has the mindset that we can go compete with anyone. They made a couple of runs on us. We had opportunities that we could have folded, got our heads down. We're not supposed to win. This is a bigger, stronger team, but we didn't. We continued to fight. My backcourt, I'll take against anybody. Cameron Runner's a special player. Little E, she's me out there on the floor. My daughter, Hadley and Cassidy, they're so great in their roles. And then Katie Brown really stretches the floor. You put all those five pieces together, it's a pretty special team, and they know how to win.
I tell you what, Cameron Runner touches the ball pretty often. The ball a little more this afternoon.
Yeah, it's in, you know, these types of games, you know, players, you know, coaches can do a lot of things in the box and we can kind of scheme it, but at the end of the day, the basketball in your best player's hands and try to go win. And there's not too many other players that I would rather have on my team if I'm going to get the basketball to somebody. Cameron Runner's a winner.
Defensively, you got some good serums in this ballgame. Cassie Schakel, I mean, Katie Brown, they ended up in the hands. You had second possessions in the same front court.
Yeah, we talked about that, the 50-50 basketball being the first to the floor and our margin for error not being great. We had to do all of those little things extremely well today to give ourselves a chance to win. At the end of the day, Kelsey's a fantastic coach. That defense is as good as anybody will play. They're switching man-to-man. They talk. They communicate. Seldom do they get lost. But I thought early we were able to get some of our slips. We put them on their heels, and then they weren't able to get out in pressure as much as maybe they would like to, or what I've seen on film from them. So fantastic Westfield team. That's a great win for our ladies, and I'm super proud of them.